where has Sergeant Wiley been for the last 82 years?
Well, that's a good question. We know that he died on June the 7th, 1928. He was cremated on June the 9th in St. Louis, and really has remained unclaimed since that time. We think that he was in a funeral home for quite some time in St. Louis, and then somehow he wound up in a funeral home in Fulton, Missouri. And that's where Linda Smith with the Missing in America Project discovered his cremains.
The Missing in America Project. I don't know that I've heard of the Missing in America Project before. What is that?
Well, the Missing in America Project, and Linda can probably tell you more, is designed to find the unclaimed remains of veterans and ensure that they be given an honorable burial with military honors in a veteran's cemetery or in their cemetery of choice. But we believe that there are numerous veterans that are unclaimed in America. Many of these are just residing on shelves in funeral homes or even in the basements of people who don't even really know who they are.
Yeah. Well, tell me what we know about Sergeant Wiley. Apparently we know a little bit about him, but he must have been involved in the war before the United States entered the war.
Well, we don't actually know. We know that he was born in Tucson, Arizona in 1878, June the 23rd, it appears that he was in the United States Army, but he joined the 22nd Oxford Rifles in Ontario, Canada. And your assumption that he joined before the war began with our involvement, I think is correct, because he got involved in the war like actually many Americans did. They wanted to be a part of that, of the conflict. And he joined the Canadian Expeditionary Forces, the 22nd Oxford Rifles, and that's how he got his war service. We don't know that much about that. We're going to do more research on the 22nd Oxford Rifles just to see what they did. But he served honorably as a Canadian soldier, U.S. citizen, Canadian soldier, and that's what makes him eligible to be buried in a Missouri Veterans Cemetery.
Yeah, I know a lot of Americans joined the British Army, for example, and several were members of the Lafayette Escadrille. In fact, that was all an American unit in France before the United States got into combat. So this fellow...
Absolutely. I know that we've had a rich history of being involved in foreign services in China in World War II with Royal Air Force in World War II, and Americans seem to get involved in these things before the government even does, and that appears to be what Sergeant Wiley did in World War I.
You had to go to Canada to find proof that he had served, number one, and number two, that he'd been honorably discharged. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. We contacted the foreign countries operations in Canada. They're the ones that deal with foreign countries and their requests, and they were able to locate and let us know that Sergeant Wiley indeed had served during wartime and was honorably discharged from the Canadian government. So it's interesting. We also know that afterwards, Bob, and this probably goes to your heart too. He was a journalist, and he served as a journalist in the state of California. And then he came back to St. Louis and was employed at the Gardner Advertising Company, where he was at the time of his death in 1928. And so it's just an honor and a privilege for us to finally lay this veteran to rest and do that in a way that honors his service and to thank him for all he's done for the United States and for Canada as well.
You know, another part of the story that I guess is kind of touching, too, is that after 82 years, there apparently were no relatives at that time to claim his remains, and you have found no relatives since then.
No, we've been unable to locate any relatives, and that's kind of the sad part of this. But as one of our commissioners, Joe Frank, says, he says we're all brothers and sisters in this thing. So while we haven't found blood relatives, he is definitely coming home to brothers and sisters. fellow veterans, and it's going to be a warm homecoming for him. His service is going to be at the Jacksonville Cemetery at 12:30 on Monday, May the 24th, and he'll be buried with full military honors. The Charlie team from Jefferson City, the National Guard team, will be there, and he'll have an in-ground burial with an upright stone, is our plan.
There's no indication after he left the forces in Canada that he joined any. Well, did he join a National Guard unit in Missouri afterwards, or was he in the National Guard before then, or what? Did he have a military history?
We have really no information about that. We do have a paper that says that he was in the Army, although we haven't been able to gain confirmation on that. The thing that pins him as an honorably discharged veteran really is the information that we did receive from Canada. We had a discharge on him, but didn't have anything that said he was discharged honorably. So that's what does it. But we don't have any proof of U.S. service like you have proof today, like an honorable discharge or specific military records. So that's probably another reason that he has been unclaimed for this long.
Did the Canadians have any records of any decorations that he won during the war or anything like that?
We haven't really been able to get to that point yet. We just requested the one piece of information from him, but it's our intention to go back and look at what the 22nd Oxford Rifles did and to try to get more information on Sergeant Wiley specifically and see if there's any more to the story. Now that we have him and can claim him and put him to rest in our cemetery in Jacksonville, we intend to look at this more and try to uncover more about the mystery of Sergeant Wiley.
We get stories every now and then of the discovery of remains of soldiers from World War II or Vietnam that are brought back and repatriated and identified after a very long process. But we don't see things that go back to World War I very often. But again, it underlines the fact that once you've been in the military, you're always part of that family, no matter what happens to you in the future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, like our Joe Frank says, you're part of that fraternity or sorority now, and it's part of that brotherhood, and to be a part of claiming his remains and honorably interring him in our state veteran cemetery is just a wonderful thing. And again, you know, the state of Missouri has placed a premium on veterans and has provided this wonderful cemetery system for us to use, and certainly it's an absolutely wonderful place for Sergeant Wiley to go.
Is this one of our new veteran cemeteries?
Yeah, this one is about 10 years old, and it's just north of Moberly, Missouri, at Jacksonville, just off of 63 Highway. And so we definitely encourage anybody that wants to come and see these cemeteries, their cemeteries, and take a look and see how Missouri treats their veterans. It's an absolutely wonderful place, and it's a place for all the citizens of the state of Missouri to be very proud of.